Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Panthers Insider, wrapping things up this Saturday morning with none other than E.J. Borghetti. E.J., good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you? It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
It is a beautiful morning. I got to ask you a question. So,
hit me.
You get this tweet from Pat Narduzzi about, you know, obviously the Football Writers Association of America, Super 11, top sports information departments in 2022. Congratulations on that. You responded to every congratulatory tweet that you got. I don't think I've ever seen that. How are your thumbs?
I think I'm still catching up on that. First of all, it's a team effort, and I am really, really blessed to work with some tremendous people and professionals. You mentioned RJ Sepich and Celeste Welsh. They're not only great teammates, but they're just great friends. And, you know, when that came out earlier this week, I mean, we talked about it, and this is not fake humility there. The reality is this is a recognition that goes to our players and coaches. We work with a great group of young men in that football program. The coaching staff, beginning with Pat, are incredibly supportive of what we do. We couldn't do our job without their support and cooperation. Nobody is, not one reporter has ever walked into that facility looking to talk to me. They want to talk to our players, and they want to talk to our staff, and we've got a great group of ambassadors. I call them, you know, 150 strong in terms of Pitt ambassadors in that facility. So this is really a reflection of them and the class that they show when they do these interactions. But certainly it's a Pitt proud moment, and I'm thrilled to play a small role in that effort. And hey, on to 2023, we've got great opportunities as you've been so well documenting and discussing, and I'm as excited as ever as in terms of where Pitt football is headed and what we can achieve, and that will mean even a bigger media spotlight, and that's what we're striving to do, to cast a wide spotlight on the wonderful things that are happening within the program and within our university.
Yeah, and talking to E.J. Borghetti, you know, it's not always about what happens between the white lines, although that is the predominant storyline. You know, over the past few years, we've seen as Pat Narduzzi's program has really taken root, you know, these young men, Deslin Alexander, certainly Cal Adamitis, the charitable initiatives that I know Celeste is a big part of. You know, what's it like working with those young men on those stories and bringing those to the forefront?
You know, I believe that at the University of Pittsburgh, you are far more than just a football player. You are far more than just a student athlete. And the great Dave Haverin, an architect of another monumental win over West Virginia back in 1970. He said this to me, oh my goodness, it was probably 30 years ago, to the point where I was still a student intern in the office, and I was interviewing him for a story. And Dave said, you know, there is no room in the world for one-dimensional people. You can't just be one thing. It's too complex a world, and to go out there and succeed, you have to be multidimensional. And that has always stuck with me. And I think that people like Cal, people like Deslin, that really is a reflection of the very, very best of Pitt football and the very, very best of the University of Pittsburgh. They're impacting the world in so many different ways. You know, football is a passion of theirs. They're outstanding. They're all-timers on the field. But we have so many young men who are all-timers well beyond the football field, and that is a great, great story to tell. I think, you know, if you go through name a news or sports website, it's usually just about, you know, who had the most tackles, you know, who led the team in interceptions, who passed for the most yards, and I think we all understand that. It's a results-oriented game for sure. Did you win or did you lose? But I think the most compelling stories – and the best reflection of a program or an organization or a team, what are you doing beyond the field? And God bless Celeste, who is like family to me. She was there for the birth of all three of our sons. We've worked together for the better part of 20 years, and she has really been a spearhead in that regard. And that's her passion, to help these young men take their aspirations to make impacts in their community and beyond the field and bring that to fruition. So that's really very, very heartening. As you well know, you know, Pitt football team led the country in community service hours this past year, and that's a great point of pride. And that's something in addition to the 6 draft picks, in addition to the 20 wins over 2 years, in addition to back-to-back first-round draft choices, and over the last 4 years, ranking 3rd in the country in consensus All-Americans, that is a great point of pride. And you know what that's a reflection of, Pat? A very healthy, vibrant, strong program.
No question.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
And want to talk about, kind of switch gears here a little bit. And you and I both had the great privilege of going out to visit with the Grote family yesterday in Swissville. It was a beautiful day, as obviously, sadly, Dick Grote passed away at the age of 92, a true Western Pennsylvania legend. But you got to work with Dick and obviously Bill Hillgrove coming up on his 50th year through the heyday of his broadcasting years on the Pitt basketball radio broadcasts. And, you know, we were talking yesterday, and I made the comment to you that, you know, seldom is there a man that can span multiple universities, play basketball for Duke, have his jersey in the rafters, do 40 seasons of broadcasting for Pitt basketball, and have a passion for the university as if he went there. And also, by the way, was the NL MVP in 1960. I mean, have you met a bigger legend that was larger than life?
You know, the amazing thing about Dick, and I agree, in some respects, there are probably certain segments of the listening audience out there that equate Dick with Pitt and may even be surprised to know that he didn't go to Pitt as opposed to Duke. And a true cultural icon, when you think about the great multi-sport athletes, I was reflecting on this morning. You know, I grew up, I remember watching Danny Ainge playing for the Blue Jays as well as for the great Celtics teams of the 80s. You think about Charlie Ward, Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders. You know, Dick was a forerunner to all of that. And it is so remarkable to do things so very, very well that people want to pay you to play two different sports. It's hard enough to be a professional in one sport, but to do it in both. Moreover, you know, I remember as a kid listening to Dick on the radio, and then I came to be employed by the university, and then I had the opportunity to work side by side him for so many years. And my first sport when I came, I was a basketball contact, and I was struck by the guy is a sports icon. He is certainly a Pittsburgh icon, you know, a Mount Rushmore type, and yet You would never know it. His humility, his accessibility was remarkable. His humility. I never saw the man turn down an autograph request. I never saw him grimace when somebody wanted to take a photo with him. It was almost like he understood he was blessed to do so many wonderful, great things in life, and yet he felt like he had a responsibility as a result to pay that back to a young fan, to an older fan, whoever the case may be. And that has always provided just such an inspiration to me and a wonderful example that, frankly, we should all follow. Here's this wonderfully accomplished person, and yet he was happy to meet you. He was, you know, that person may be excited to take their picture with Dick Groat, but he always genuinely was just as excited to take that photo with that individual, for sure.
Yeah, well, Dick will be laid to rest, and it was a who's who at the funeral home yesterday. He'll be laid to rest today, this afternoon, and we'll be up in lovely Ligonier next week at Champion Lakes for his annual golf outing, which supports the Dick Groat Endowed Scholarship at the University of Pittsburgh. It won't be the same at Champion Lakes without Dick being at the bar with a Budweiser. You know, he was a humble man, but the seas did part at Rosie O'Grady's when him and Billy walked in there at the Big East tournament. They had their two
seats. Guys, you know, for Manhattan, filled with celebrities, international celebrities, but I got to tell you, during Big East tournament week, I think Billy and Dick were the biggest celebrities. It was just amazing. They were Pied Pipers to that place, and that was a wonderful era when it's, you know, hey, 7 out of 8 years, we were playing on a Saturday night in New York for a championship in one of the country's most prestigious basketball leagues, and they just added to the festivities there for sure. They were just, and Pat, you and I discussed this, but when I think, when you talk about most beloved broadcast duos, not yep. only in Pittsburgh, but nationwide, Billy and Dick are absolutely first-teamers in that respect. Two grand gentlemen, so good at what they do. And by the way, this gives me an opportunity to give a shout-out to one of my predecessors, Dean Billick, who had the foresight more than four decades ago to add Dick to the broadcast team for basketball when they did not have a regular color analyst. And Dick really is, you know, if you could retire a jersey number for a broadcaster, Dick should be retired. And as you and I have discussed, I think we'll make our efforts to have that come to fruition in the very near future. Just grand person. And we're all, even though he's no longer earthbound, he is with us and will always be with us.
Well, no doubt. And EJ, appreciate your time this morning. Speaking of a broadcast icon, Josh Rountree in the studio with me is going to be taking Bucko talk next, and you're going to have to frame this positively with five losses. But, Josh, this is your opportunity to give EJ some praise. I know Josh mans the women's basketball broadcast and does a great job on that. So praise EJ while you have the opportunity.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, EJ, congratulations to you and your staff. And I think the thing that I'll just add is, you know, like Pat said, I travel around the country. I work with a lot of athletic department, you know, sports information people, and I'm not saying this because to do your broadcast. I fully and totally mean this. Pitt is absolutely the standard when it comes to sports information, sports communication. The people that EJ has in that office that work with him are, I think, among the very best, and I mean that wholeheartedly from, you know, EJ and RJ and what they do on the football side. And then obviously I work very close with Louis Spina at women's basketball as well. And Matt Plisgo over at men's basketball. I mean, truly it's just exceptional what Pitt does. And, you know, like I said, I work with a lot of, you know, sports information people throughout the country doing basketball games. And truly Pitt is one of the very best. And I think a lot of that comes from you, EJ. So congratulations and, you know, very well deserved for you and the entire department and what you guys do just continually year after year as far as just being, I think, truly a gold standard in what you guys do in sports information.
Josh, that is really kind of you. On behalf of the squad and all the people you mentioned, I say thank you. It is a team effort, and we are so – I would call this the Mutual Admiration Society. We are so fortunate to have you broadcasting our women's basketball games. I so enjoy your work during the week. I enjoy your work on game night, and I'm going to enjoy – even though it's been a little difficult stretch, a little mini pothole for the Bucks, I'm going to enjoy listening to you and your Pirates analysis. But you're a great person and pro, and we're proud to be associated with you. So thanks for all you do, and
thank you.
Appreciation.
Thank you, EJ.
Well, EJ,
it.
We're going to let you go. Just like you know, us radio guys, we're gold to EJ until McDonough comes in town with Blackledge, and then we're just an afterthought. But EJ,
not true. You always have a front row seat.
Yeah,
I know.
EJ, we appreciate your time, man. Congratulations. Have a great Saturday. Keep those boys from beating each other up, and we'll talk to you soon.
I had to close the door for this interview. I'll just leave it at that.
Good luck to you, man.
I know what it's like, guys.
I know the pain. There he goes, EJ Borgetti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.